In the studio with us now, Chris Markle is here. He graduated from Susquehanna University in 1984, and is that makes you old enough to be a senior advancement officer. I guess you don't have to be a senior citizen for that, though, right?
I still have my AARP card.
Okay, well, yeah, you're going to be 60 any day now, so congratulations. You are now a senior advancement officer at Susquehanna University, and you have spent much of your work career after you graduated from Susquehanna University helping out. Of course, we saw you as admissions director for how long were you in that?
About 15 years in that
15,
role.
15, okay, right. So making sure that all those smart kids that want to get into SU could do so. So we appreciate that. So Chris Markle is with us. And Rich Spotts is here. Everybody who might be familiar with Susquehanna University would be familiar with him. Very active, award-winning. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Susquehanna University alum. Graduated in 1968. So I appreciate you coming in. War of the Worlds is coming up on campus. So to give us a full explanation about this, we'll start with Chris.
Rich and I were talking, and Rich has a radio background, was really one of the founders of WQSU. I had a chance to work at the station when I was a student, and we were thinking, you know, what could we bring to Susquehanna that would help educate the students, let the folks in the Valley know more about an interesting event, and really just give the Valley some entertainment on a lovely Halloween weekend. And we thought about, how about War of the Worlds, which is really a classic. It's a pulp, really pop culture classic, and it happened 81 years ago today, and that's when a 23-year-old, Orson Welles, and his Mercury Theater on the Air did a radio adaptation of H.G. Wells' The War of the Worlds. And many folks may know about this, and some listening will not, but basically the program was running fake news bulletins about a Martian invasion of a New Jersey town called Grover's Mill. And panic ensued. There was panic around the country, panic in many parts of New Jersey and New York, and it really was something that has been remembered as a remarkable part of radio history. And we are bringing this show, done by professional actors from a group called Raconteur Radio, to Susquehanna, and it'll be this Saturday night, 7 o'clock in Degenstein Theater. But we'd love folks to come early. Rich and others have really put together a great video background piece on War of the Worlds. And if folks come to the event around 6:45, they can learn a lot more about War of the Worlds in video form before the actual Raconteur Radio theatrical production. So it's going to be a nice night and a chance to really delve more into this and the significance of War of the Worlds. Perfect Halloween weekend event. As we said, it happened 81 years ago tonight on Mischief Night or Devil's Night.
Rich, why was this a good idea to pursue? What caught your interest?
One of the topics of interest to many, many people currently seems to be the fake news idea. And in looking back, I'm a radio freak from way back. Used to love following up on serials and some of the old comedy routines that appeared regularly on the radio. And this particular broadcast was done during the early years of the development of the what's now termed the theater of the mind, where in today's world, we're finding ourselves just inundated with these graphic visual images of what's happening. But back then, when radio was really coming into its own, you and I may have listened to the same show, but your particular interpretation of the setting may be a little bit different from the one that I had. And that was brought home to me by a high school teacher that had us get involved with developing the type of show that we're about to put on. The relevance of the production is really very very contemporary at this point, because of the fact that what we have is a situation where it was totally a theatrical event, but at that point, radio people were, it was the end of the Depression. People were, one of the forms of entertainment, of course, at the time was the movies, but radio was starting to really cut into that marketplace. It was free. People were getting over the Depression. And people would actually start forming their family lives around some of the events and some of the shows that were occurring. And what we have is a situation that Orson Welles actually sees the opportunity to take over for an hour using a fictional event, but doing it in a manner where he was doing interruptions with news broadcasts and updates.
Fake news.
Fake news. It's amazing. There were actually, police had to be called out because the town that was arbitrarily designated, the original H.G. Wells novel was set in England, but Orson, as a 23-year-old director and writer, he said to be relevant, he wanted to recast its location. They arbitrarily picked the town in New Jersey, and people just turned out, and they turned out with weapons. People started evacuating the area. It's really amazing. And what I'm hoping to achieve with this production is to make people aware that we can't always believe what we hear. If you put into perspective the concentrated timeline of the events that were occurring, it couldn't have been factual. Things were happening much too quickly, but people were willing, because of some of the catastrophes that were broadcast at the time, the dirigible Hindenburg explosion there, some of the other things that we just experienced in September of 1938, a tremendous hurricane that killed several hundred people and came as a surprise because we did not have the type of weather reporting capabilities that we currently take for granted.
Well, at the time, radio ruled, so you had no TV and certainly no internet or anything. So
absolutely,
that's helped get to the truth of matters. But
what's really interesting is the newspapers were feeling the competition of radio, and they actually added to the event by, in some cases, overstating what happened. The estimates that we, Chris and I have been able to research, there were approximately 6 million people that were tuned into the radio show. About 1 million were impacted by their acceptance of
overreacting,
it.
Perhaps.
And what was really interesting, we talk about how we channel surf today. Well, back in time, what happened is the Charlie McCarthy hour, a ventriloquist on the radio, no less, they were the main competition. They had 40-some percent of the market share. People listened to the opening jokes and the entertainment, and then they went to music. Well, people immediately tuned off and picked up on War of the Worlds midstream.
Oh, so they wouldn't know it's just a play.
They missed the intro.
Right. War of the Worlds started at 8 o'clock. The Charlie McCarthy show ended at 8:12. People turned the station, and as Rich said, they missed that intro and the disclaimer. And then there was a disclaimer halfway through, and some people disregarded it. They were so afraid of what was happening.
So we have a professional group out of North Jersey that's coming to do their interpretation of the rebroadcast. And they're very unique. They do cover the entire New York tri-state area with their performances. They do about 100 performances a year. They have an active repertoire of about 30 or 40 shows.
Well, and so, I've seen their performance of War on the Worlds. It is spectacular. It's a full theatrical production with several things going on at the same. The radio's at one end, and you see them performing the radio play just as they did it then. And then on the other side, you see a home with individuals reacting, and so you get to find out. Plus, you get to hear old-fashioned commercials and so on. Well, we're just about out of time, but really, I would like Rich to set the scene and let folks know how rich a performance this is for folks to try to see not only a great history, but just great drama this weekend.
Well, it's an active of live production and recreation of the broadcast, and it's something to be experienced. And for those that aren't fully conversant in the history, we do have the advanced video that sets the stage, and we're looking forward to a great turnout for the event.
This Saturday, 7 p.m., Dagenstein Theater on the campus of Susquehanna University. It's only about an hour long, so just as the real event was, just an hour. And then
only an hour, free and open to the public. Raconteur Radio has been called by Time Magazine epic, and the New York Times calls them family-friendly guerrilla theater. So this is for the whole family, and kids can learn, adults can learn. I think we can all learn from the show, and it's really going to be pretty special.
Right, and happy Halloween.
Yes, happy Halloween, everybody. More information at susquehanna.edu. Chris Markle, Rich Spotts, thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mark. You.